Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about the meaning of the water and blood in verse 6. A controversial passage. Let's start right there today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
These verses then before us, verses 6 through 8 here, 1 John chapter 5, are important and should be in this context. Because it is not only security in heaven, it gives us assurances because of the one who is the guarantor. Jesus is a man, but more than that, he is the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. He is still the Trinity, the one who came because he loved us. Now, so we're starting in verse 6, and let's look at that again, because there he says, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Okay, and that's verse 6 here, 1 John chapter 5. So, he's showing us the humanity of Christ while giving the witness of the Spirit. He came by water and blood. That is written in what is called the aorist tense, meaning it was a one-time event. Jesus is virgin born by water and blood. Water and blood shows inside the virgin, surrounded by water. Water is a protection for the baby. The blood is of the Father. This then attests to the literal birth, meaning that Jesus is human, and by blood, he is the only begotten Son of God. Now, Jesus was always God, the Son in spirit. But it wasn't until 2,000 years ago that he had a physical body that would also be the God, the Son, in a human being and human spirit. It was when the Holy Spirit came upon her that all of these things began to transpire. You see, the Father formed Jesus inside of Mary. The Holy Spirit came upon her that she might receive that seed within her, and then the Father began his work. And so therefore, we see the Trinity is even involved in the virgin conception of Jesus Christ. Often the Bible uses water. It is used symbolically of the Bible itself. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, we read this, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." What a wonderful Lord that loves us so, that he would want to do that for us. For a baby inside the mother, that water, as we said, is for protection. For the Christian, who is in the Word of God and immerses himself in the Word, it is protection when Satan attacks, especially since Jesus is the water of life which we drink and we shall never thirst. Yes, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. I have found preaching the word as it is to men as they are is also one of my greatest defenses. I've had people say, well, he's just defending himself. If I'm preaching the word as it is, to men as they are, and it defends me, that says I'm walking according to the word of God. Now, if I'm misapplying the word of God, if I'm mistranslating the word of God as far as what it's teaching, then that's another thing. But my friend, I have never found that people say, well, he's translating the word wrongly, or he's misunderstanding the word. They're just saying he's defending himself. Well, I like it if it defends me. Okay, if the Bible defends me, I like it. In Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13, when we think about this, Jesus is called there the Word of God. So it is protection from sin's dominance and power that we're surrounded by His Holy Spirit with the blood of Jesus and the water of the Word protecting us. As a baby protected from infection by the mother's water. But it is the blood that is the life. We have life through His blood. The blood of Jesus brings everlasting life. It is very important that we believe in the virgin birth. That is very important. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. That is why the Bible is given by inspiration. That it means in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration. The word inspiration has the idea of breathe. And how is it breathed? By God. By inspiration of God. Now, just say that word inspiration, breathing out as I am right now, then try to say that word inspiration, breathing in. Inspiration, breathing out. Now let's breathe in and say it. Inspiration. See, it's hard to say it, breathing in while you're saying the word. You see, that's why the Spirit of God just used the right words. I mean, wow. The Greek words, everything that were used there, just to get it absolutely right so we'd know that every word comes from God. Sometimes you'll hear preachers say, well, Moses said, Paul said. Sometimes they exalt Paul to where he's almost a god. But Paul wrote nothing except what the Holy Ghost breathed out to him. They weren't Paul's words. They were the Holy Spirit's. They were actually God's words. Now, people talk, well, Paul's style. No. Paul's style, if you want to talk about Paul's style, it was to write down every word that God breathed out to him and told him to write down. You see, it wasn't their style. What they had to be were holy men in order to be trusted to write it down word for word, as we see in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. But it is the Spirit of God that breathed out this word. So that speaks, when we look at 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, of how that word was given and expected to be used in our life. Because there it says, it is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is not just a statement or a deep theological thing. It is something from God's Word, the teaching of God's Word, by which we live. All the Bible, every word of the Bible is doctrine. That doctrine is at times used for reproof, other times for correction, and other times for instruction in righteousness, how to obey God. What are we supposed to do and are accountable before God at the judgment seat? Well, what He's given us through His Word. His Word was given to, again, listen to this, His Word was given to us in order to mature us spiritually, and then to furnish us unto all good work. That is the purpose for the Word of God. In 2 Peter, I mentioned it just a moment ago, but chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 says this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, you'll know that if it contradicts another portion of Scripture, that's not part of the Scripture. So it's not of any private interpretation. Now, if you think there's a contradiction, probably the contradiction is in your thinking, and you're misinterpreting something. So no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, do you think Paul wrote his word? Do you think John wrote his word? Do you think Luke wrote his words? Matthew wrote his words? Moses wrote his words? Nahum wrote his words? Oh, no. They spake and they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, God engineered the Bible over a 1,500-year period in which it was written. Many of those men used to write scriptures earlier were dead. Some were dead before the last book was written. About all of them were dead before the last book was written, which was the book of Revelation. Only John, who wrote that book, writing down every word the Spirit of God breathed out to him, was the last one. So God engineered the Bible so it would join together perfectly and would not be of any private interpretation. Oh, what a blessed book we have. It's the greatest engineer of all history is the Lord Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, the Spirit of God breathing out his holy word. Now we see in 2 John verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. When God says you don't have him, then you have not God. If you don't believe in the doctrine of Christ as it's taught here in the Word of God, as we've been sharing it with you, then you don't have God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Okay, because you have the Spirit of God living in you. You have the Trinity in you when the day you get saved. A lot of people saying something about the Holy Ghost being in you. Have you been baptized since you've been saved with the Holy Ghost? Have you gotten the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? Look, the moment I got saved, the Holy Ghost baptized me into the body of Christ. He came to indwell me. It's not how much of the Holy Ghost that I have all of him. The question is how much of me does he have? That's where we have a problem, because so few of us allow him to have all of us. Water and blood testify of his birth. And as we see in John 19:34, it testifies of his death when water and blood pours out. That's what makes the doctrine of Christ so very important.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.